To the general public, C.S. Lewis is probably best known for creating the Chronicles of Narnia, which included The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Three of the series' seven novels were made into big-budget films in recent years. But Lewis's Christian faith was at the core of writings like Mere Christianity and The Screwtape Letters. Last year, Arizona Theater Company presented Freud's Last Session, in which actors portraying Sigmund Freud and C.S. Lewis discuss issues such as whether God exists. Beginning Saturday night, the Herberger Theater Center in downtown Phoenix will host performances of The Great Divorce, based on a book by Lewis. The production is being presented by the New York-based Fellowship for the Performing Arts. Its artistic director, Max McLean, joins me now. Max, you were in town previously with a production of The Screwtape Letters, also by Lewis. How different is this story?
Where Screwtape is about spiritual warfare from a demon's point of view, The Great Divorce is about spiritual warfare from the angel's point of view, to encourage us to keep moving forward instead of just giving in to our natural desires.
Does either appeal to you more than the other as a performer?
Screwtape had a lot of things going for it that made it immediately appealing. It had a very large central character, really one of the great literary creations of the 20th century, this master of the universe character, Screwtape. The Great Divorce is more earnest. I think it's more profound and certainly has challenged me as a person more, because it's about virtue. We don't tend to explore the theme of virtue in the theater very much.
And what's the storyline of The Great Divorce? What's the plot?
Some ghosts who are either in... A ghost is a dead person. Where their spirit remains, their body's gone. They are in a place called the Gray Town. It could be the outskirts of hell, it could be purgatory, but it's certainly not a good place. It's a miserable place. People live, keep living further and further apart from each other. They don't get along. They're always quarreling. Everybody wants their own way, their own rights. It's certainly a dog-eat-dog world. And they're invited... if they want to, no obligation either way, to take a bus trip to the outskirts of heaven. And when they arrive, they're met by spirits who knew something about them while they lived on Earth. And these were also human beings who've died, but they made different choices. But the idea is that these ghosts who are on this bus trip, the celestial bus trip to heaven, if they like it, they can stay. And what's interesting in Lewis's vivid imagination is that most of the ghosts choose to go back.
Last year, Arizona Theater Company put on a production of Freud's Last Session, where Freud and C.S. Lewis have this philosophical discussion about the existence of God and many other things. Why do you think Lewis is so interesting, both based on his material and even as a character sometimes?
Lewis, if you read any biography of Lewis, and I've probably read five of them, he is certainly one of the most fascinating people of the 20th century, perhaps one of the most learned people of the 20th century. And he read everything from the Greeks to the moderns and had a steel trap mind and memory that could recite things at the spur of a moment. He had this extraordinary spiritual journey from atheism to paganism. He dabbled in the occult a little bit, to philosophical realism, to theism, to full-orbed Christianity by the time he was 31. And he was so thoroughly converted. I don't think anyone has been able to capture the breadth of the Christian faith, and partially because Lewis begins the question not, you know, where many Christians do, on a theological discussion about the resurrection or something like that. Lewis always begins the discussion, as he does in Screwtape, as he does in The Great Divorce, as he does in Narnia, with, does the supernatural world really exist? And what does that world, if it exists, it has a shape, it has information, it has meaning. And what are our clues throughout history, throughout literature, that make that relevant to us?
Does all of that also make his clear Christian thoughts and clear Christian teachings, does that make it an easier sell to a general audience?
I think so, because I think a general audience has this, you know, sort of vague idea that life is going somewhere. It doesn't just, you know, it just doesn't just end in nothing. But most people don't really trust, or, you know, they're a little confused because there's so many options. I believe this, believe that, believe this. Well, where do I go? And Lewis tends to cut through that. You know, that's why his book, Mere Christianity, continues to sell well, to influence people. And a lot of it, too, is in his own writing, in his own person. Lewis is so transparent. He's so generous. He's very open to other people, other views. Because he did feel that if what he believed was true, and if you were a real truth seeker, that all truth meets at the top, and you'll find it. You just have to look outside yourself.
Max MacLean, he's artistic director of the New York-based Fellowship for the Performing Arts. The group will be performing C.S. Lewis's Great Divorce at the Herberger Theater Center in downtown Phoenix. First performance is Saturday night.